But this was big at the time. Speaking of big at the time, Scotty Jamieson's big at the time. Melbourne City captain, they had a magnificent game on the weekend against Sydney FC. 2-0 over the league leaders. I'm sure he's pretty pumped about that. Scotty, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Great to have you with us. Now, that's not a bad way to open up the books again after a long layoff. 2-0 over Sydney FC.
Nah, it was brilliant. Obviously, the Premier's crowned 2 weeks ago or last week, so... You know, going into the game, you know they're the best team at the moment, and yeah, we've come into it and really pleased. Been a long while between drinks. We've had a few stories to tell in between those drinks, that's for sure. So to get back out there, play as well as we did, was really pleasing.
So going into it, I mean, did you think you were sharp? Did you train well with the weeks preceding, looking pretty good on the track? Was it all organised really well? Did you go in confident?
Yeah. No, to be honest with you, I thought, you know, in terms of preparation, it was good as can be. Apart from, you know, we weren't able to play games against anyone. You know, we hadn't had any friendlies as such. So that was, the worry. It wasn't really spoken about, but it was the worry. You can do as much training as you can, but match fitness is definitely one. But to be honest with you, the preparation in terms of training, our management, you know, who have looked after us, you know, the coaches, the fitness coaches, prepared us as well as we could have been. And, you know, maybe the winter, you know, change of, you know, playing in winter helped us too. I don't know. But, yeah, we were confident in the sense of the amount of training we've done, you know, the lead up to the game was very good. So, you know, would I say I expected that performance? Probably not, but... you know, I definitely expected a positive one, but that was really good.
So you say you expected that performance, Scotty, but can you take us into them? What did you do? You personally, obviously being the one of the leaders of the team, to make sure that performance happened, because the motivation levels of some guys have been really different around world sport in terms of the way they've come back. But then you, as a leader, how did you make sure that the guys were really switched on?
Well, I think we just kind of put the emphasis on you know, what's up for grabs. In regards to, you know, not hiding away from the fact that a second position gives us a big chance of first and foremost, a double chance of winning the grand final as such, but also, you know, Asia is an opportunity to get into Asia finishing second. So I think it was spoken about rather than, you know, trying to hide the fact or the elephant in the room that, you know, the expectations of this club is to first and foremost win trophies, but also be in Asia. So, you know, we've had that mentality of being open and honest about what we need to do, where we need to get to, and embracing that kind of pressure from within. But it was a case of just really working hard. What deficiencies we thought we had prior to the COVID breakdown, and then going into the Sydney FC game, you know, we had a few scratch matches in between, and there was a, you know, it was quite intense, a bit of feeling about it. So I think that formulated into, you know, what happened on the weekend.
Before we let you go, Scotty, I just want to know, what was it like playing? You've waited so long, and we've talked to you along the journey of what you've been doing when you haven't been able to play. What was that feeling like to run out there with your mates and get things underway again?
Yeah, it was brilliant, mate. You know, I kind of forgot that, you know, there'd been no stands there, so you kind of going into it just you know, happy as can be, and then you know, playing at ANZ. It was obviously a great stadium, but with it being empty, it was a little bit different. But once you get back out there and you know, the competitive juices get flowing, you know, the back and forth with opposition players gets going, you know, it's brilliant to be back. And hopefully, you know, in regards to, you know, our rest of our season, we can continue that way. And then with finals, there'll be some crowds and stuff back in. But, you know, it is what it is at the moment with no crowds, so we'll continue.
It's a festival of football at the moment, the A-League and the AFL. You guys have to wait until next Tuesday to play against, Scotty. You've got heaps of time off. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the beaches, there's a few nightclubs we want to hit up. so we'll probably do that. But, it'll be a case of, I'm sure the boys will be resting, recuperating, and go from there.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing what it looks like next time you're out there against Adelaide. But well done, defeating the league leaders and the Premier Plate winners, Sydney FC, 2-0 on the weekend. You're our man. We appreciate your time every time we get a chance to chat to you. Spend the time off well.
Cheers, boys. Take care. Talk soon.